Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. This past Sunday, we walked through the Song of Solomon, starting back in verse 9 of chapter 1 all the way through verse 16 in chapter 2. And I really talked about this idea, is that love that lasts is cultivated, not consumed. And honestly, that pushes against almost everything our culture teaches about relationships. Because most of us, we've been trained to think like consumers. We evaluate relationships the same way we evaluate restaurants, streaming services, or, you know, online shopping. Am I happy? Is this meeting my needs? What am I getting out of this? But biblical love doesn't grow through consumption. It grows through cultivation. In the passage, you see this man and woman intentionally pursuing one another. They speak value over one another. They honor one another. They distinguish one another from everyone else. There's intentionality all over the relationship. Because healthy love does not accidentally happen. Nobody accidentally builds trust. Nobody accidentally creates healthy communication. Nobody accidentally develops intimacy, faithfulness, or even unity over decades. No, the relationships that flourish are usually built in ordinary moments, repeated faithfully over time. Then the passage shifts and gives us a warning, right? He talks about catching the little foxes that spoil the vineyards in verse 15. And I love that image because most relationships, they don't explode overnight, right? They erode slowly. It's little compromises, little resentments, little neglect, little secrecy, little selfishness, little spiritual drift, just small little choices over time. And if they don't deal with these little foxes, these little things early, eventually they damage something valuable. That's why healthy relationships require protection, not just passion. You see, one of the lines from this past Sunday was, if you do not fight for your marriage, eventually you'll fight in your marriage, right? If you do not fight for your marriage, eventually you're going to find yourself fighting in your marriage. Because strong marriages, healthy relationships, they're not relationships without tension. They're relationships where two people decide we're on the same team. We're going to protect each other. We're going to deal with problems before they grow. And then the passage ends with the beautiful statement that the woman says, my beloved is mine and I am his, in verse 16. That's covenantal language. It's security, commitment. Because deep down, every human, here's what we want to know. Will you still choose me when life gets hard? Will you still choose me when I fail? Will you still choose me when my feelings fluctuate? Our culture trains us to keep our options open, right? Or protect ourselves. And when things get hard and get difficult, you should leave. But biblical love says, I still choose you. I still choose you. Because the deepest issue in every broken relationship is our human hearts. You see, left to ourselves, we naturally consume instead of cultivate. But Jesus loved us differently, didn't he? He pursued us with purpose. He protected us through his sacrifice. He preserves us through covenant love. And because of the gospel, we can become people who love differently too. So maybe this week, instead of just rushing into the next thing, you can take a moment and pray, Lord, where am I becoming a consumer instead of a cultivator? God, where have I stopped pursuing intentionally in my relationships, in my marriage? Lord, what little foxes am I ignoring in my life? God, where do I need to fight for unity instead of perhaps, God, feeding division? Let's go ahead and take a moment and let's pray together. God, thanks so much for your word. Thank you for being the perfect one who loves us, God. That Jesus, you care for us. You showed up for us. God, that you do more than we could ever imagine in how you share and show love to us. Lord, you don't consume us. You cultivate our lives. Jesus, you pursued us. You protect us. You preserve us. And so, Lord, may we walk faithfully in light of that. God, seeking to pursue those around us, God, that perhaps we're dating or in a relationship with, God, that we would be more purposeful in our communication. We'd be intentional. But God, maybe we need to be protective in our relationship, that we're not having the right kinds of boundaries. Maybe we don't share the same values. Maybe we're not even believers, both of us. And so God, maybe there are some things we need to evaluate is, are we building our relationship around wise wisdom that comes from your word? But God, maybe for those of us who are married, perhaps, God, there are things that we need to be more guarding against, that are little foxes trying to come in to disrupt and destroy our marriage, that we're letting date nights get off the rails, that perhaps we're not making time with one another. Perhaps we're getting too busy scrolling through our phones rather than looking one another in the eye. But God, as we think about this idea of how do we preserve, how do we continue on, thank you, Jesus, that you are committed to us, that your commitment to us isn't based on whether, God, we're faithful, whether we show up every day. But God, you're committed to us because you are God who always fulfills his promises. That you love us and that you choose us over and over again. And God, it's in the safety and that security, God, that we can be ourselves. And God, help us to be kinds of people who commit to one another. And we pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?